This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Constabulary Force rolls out IT training program, government reaping success in reducing food import bill, and Jamaicans urged to conserve water as drought conditions could worsen. The details after this message.
Okay, children. Who can tell me how much 25 times 25?
Charlene! Wake up or Mr. Go catch you asleep in a class again.
I'm not sleeping. My belly hurting me.
Again? So your parents never given no breakfast this morning again?
No, my belly hurt me bad too.
Over 30% of all Jamaican children attend school without breakfast every morning. But hungry children cannot learn. Parents, try to ensure your children have a nutritious breakfast before going to school each morning to help them do their best. Our children, Jamaica's future.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force will be rolling out a structured program of information technology IT training for all members of the force.
The Police National Computer Center was tasked to do a gap analysis to determine the levels of training required at the front line, at supervisory level, at the middle management level, and even at the high command level. They have done that. They have determined the levels and the type of training required, and they have scheduled out all of those training.
Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington was speaking on Tuesday at a function where several computers and pieces of IT equipment for use in the police computer center. The training will be conducted at the Police Computer Center, which is located at the Commissioner's Office in St. Andrew, as well as regional and divisional training sites which are to be established. The equipment was purchased with the assistance of the Universal Service Fund. Jamaicans will, in a matter of days, know what the government intends to spend during the 2013-2014 financial year. Come Thursday, April 4, Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips will table the estimates of expenditure in the House of Representatives. The Finance Minister has already indicated that the government intends to reduce spending this fiscal year. However, the estimates will outline the budget's exact dollar figure, as well as itemize government's projected spending for the year. Tabling of the estimates will follow the state opening of Parliament, when Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen will deliver the throne speech outlining the government's priorities for 2013-2014. After the estimates are tabled, the Standing Finance Committee of the House will deliberate on them, and Dr. Phillips will open the budget debate on Thursday, April 18. The government's efforts to reduce the country's importation bill have been reaping success. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says significant reduction was recorded in some areas between 2011 and 2012.
In 2011, we imported 52,000 kilograms of cabbage into the country. Last year, it went down to 37,000. Cantaloupe, in 2011, we imported 268,000 kgs. Last year, we imported 145,000, nearly 50% less.
Minister Clark was speaking at the Montpelier Agricultural and Industrial Show on Monday. Jamaica's importation bill totals almost $2 billion per year, and the government has been employing several measures in an attempt to lower the bill. And Kingston and St. Andrew has been listed among the parishes worst affected by the severe drought conditions affecting the island. Acting Director of the Met Service, Evan Thompson, says data collected at the end of February showed that, with the exception of St. Anne and St. James, all other parishes were experiencing below normal rainfall levels, or what is categorized as drought conditions. He says the drought conditions may worsen in St. Thomas and Kingston and St. Andrew, with the parishes experiencing below 40% of normal rainfall. Mr. Thompson says this trend is not expected to change before the end of April into May.
Traditionally, for the country, we are expecting that we will get sufficient rainfall to start to pull us back out of a drought situation. But this is not expected to occur until we move into that rainy season. Right now, the precipitation outlook for the next few months is that we should be moving to between normal and slightly above normal rainfall activity as we move through April, through the month of May.
Mr. Thompson was addressing the heads of agency meeting recently. Jamaicans are being urged to continue water conservation efforts. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.